Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course, Data Analytics Fundamentals for SQA Professionals. In this stage, we're diving into the fascinating world of data analytics applications. As SQA professionals, understanding how data analytics plays a vital role in real-world business scenarios is paramount. We'll explore practical examples and case studies that illustrate the power of data-driven decision-making. By the end of this session, you will not only appreciate the significance of data analytics but also feel equipped to apply these insights in your own professional journey. So, let's embark on this enlightening exploration together. Main content. Real-world applications of data analytics in business. Data analytics has transformed business landscapes across various industries, from retail to healthcare. Let's consider a retail company that uses data analytics to optimize inventory management. By analyzing sales data, they can predict which products are likely to sell out and when, enabling them to stock effectively. This not only reduces costs associated with overstocking but also enhances customer satisfaction by ensuring popular items are always available. Another example is in the healthcare sector, where data analytics is used to improve patient outcomes. Hospitals analyze patient data to identify trends in treatment effectiveness, leading to more personalized care strategies. By leveraging data, healthcare providers can make informed decisions that ultimately save lives and reduce costs. In the financial services industry, companies use data analytics for risk assessment and fraud detection. For instance, banks analyze transaction data to identify unusual patterns that may indicate fraudulent activity. By employing machine learning algorithms, they can flag potentially fraudulent transactions in real time, thus protecting both the institution and its customers. Case studies on data-driven decision-making. Let's now delve into some compelling case studies that showcase data-driven decision-making in action. One standout example is Netflix, which has revolutionized content creation and recommendation systems through analytics. They analyze user viewing patterns to determine what shows and movies are likely to succeed. This approach led to the creation of highly successful original series, such as Stranger Things, which they knew would resonate with their audience based on data insights. Another notable case is that of Target, which famously used predictive analytics to identify customer buying patterns. They could determine when customers were likely to need certain products based on purchasing history, even predicting life events like pregnancy. This kind of targeted marketing not only boosts sales but also fosters customer loyalty, as consumers feel understood and valued. A third example is Amazon, which utilizes data analytics to enhance user experience through personalized recommendations. By analyzing past purchases and browsing history, Amazon suggests products that customers are more likely to buy. This data-driven approach not only increases sales but also improves customer satisfaction by creating a more tailored shopping experience. Using SQL for data retrieval and management. Now, let's talk about SQL, or structured query language, which is a fundamental tool for data retrieval and management. Imagine you have a database containing customer information and purchase history. With SQL, you can easily query this database to extract meaningful insights. For instance, you could run a query to find out which products are the top sellers among different demographics. Here's a simple example. If you want to retrieve a list of customers who purchased a specific product, a basic SQL query could look like this. SQL. Select customer underscore name from sales where product underscore it equals 12,345. This simple line of code can provide valuable insights that can drive your marketing strategies. ultimately leading to more informed business decisions. Additionally, SQL allows for more complex queries, such as joining multiple tables to gather comprehensive insights. For example, if you want to know how many purchases were made by customers in a specific region, you can join the sales data with customer location data to get a clearer picture. Basic data visualization techniques. Graphs. Charts. Finally, let's touch upon data visualization techniques. Effective visualization helps communicate complex data insights in a digestible format. Imagine presenting sales data through a line graph that clearly shows trends over time. This visual representation makes it easier for stakeholders to understand the data at a glance and facilitates quicker decision-making. Bar charts, pie charts, and scatter plots are all great tools for visualizing data. For example, utilizing a pie chart to display market share among competitors can vividly illustrate your organization's position in the market. Similarly, a bar chart can effectively compare sales figures across different product categories, allowing for quick identification of top performers. Another vital aspect of data visualization is the use of dashboards, which can provide a holistic view of key performance indicators, KPIs. For instance, a business dashboard might combine line graphs for sales trends, bar charts for product performance, and gauges for customer satisfaction metrics. This consolidated view enables decision makers to monitor performance and make informed choices in real time. Remember, the goal of data visualization is not just to present data, but to tell a story that drives action. Conclusion. As we conclude this stage, we've explored the myriad applications of data analytics within the business context. From understanding real-world applications to examining case studies and mastering SQL for data management, each aspect underscores the profound impact that data analytics can have on decision-making processes. Embracing these concepts will not only enhance your skills as a professional but also empower you to make a meaningful impact in your organization. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply data analytics to your current projects to improve decision-making processes? 2. Reflect on a recent business decision you made. Could data analytics have influenced that decision? If so, how? 3. What data visualization techniques do you think would best support your team's communication of findings? Thank you for joining me in this stage, and I look forward to our next exploration together.